From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. French vineyards are rediscovering the horse. Winemakers say using the horse instead of tractors lets them get more out of their land, and demand for said horses is rising. John Lawrenson reports from the winemaking region of Burgundy.
Two horses moving surprisingly briskly between rows of vines, clawing up the weeds with rakes they drag behind them. A scene not so long ago you'd only see in sepia postcards of a bygone age. But now working horses have returned to France's wine-growing regions. Some 300 vineyards so far. François de Nicolaï uses five horses in his vineyard, Chandon de Briaille, where his family has been making wine for nearly 200 years.
The quality of the grapes comes from what you have under the ground. And the horses permit us not to compact the soils. And now that we have used horses for now more than 10 years, we can see that the soils are decompacted and the vines is getting much better, also against illness. And our grapes are more flavoury, more interesting.
Demand for vineyard horses has gotten so strong that a training school has opened near Bordeaux. Training director Sophie Parel explained another reason wine growers are readopting the horse.
Horses are able to work on land that is completely inaccessible for tractors, on slopes that are steep or rocky, or between rows of vines that are close together.
Back in Burgundy, Diva, as this mare is called, is taking a break, snacking on some weeds. Winemaker de Nicolaï says working with horses comes at a price because it's more labour-intensive.
When you use tractor, it's about $3,500 per hectare. But when you use horses, it costs about $7,000 per hectare because of the hours of working the people.
As for the horses, they don't know how lucky they are. Until this return to grace in the vineyards, the main reason for breeding these horses in France was to eat them. In Burgundy, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.